You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Joining us right now is Ronald Kessler. He is an author of what very famous book, The First Family Detail. A lot of people have read that book. Ronald Kessler, good morning.
Hey,
welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I wanted to talk to you about sources. CNN is reporting this, that the then FBI Director James Comey knew that a critical piece of information that related to Hillary Clinton's emails and that investigation, he knew that a critical piece of information was fake and that it was created by Russian intelligence. Do you know anything about that? Or was it faked that we know of? I don't know how CNN knows this. And why wouldn't he come forward and say that it was fake?
Well, it's not up to the FBI to address various press reports and information from all kinds of sources. And, you know, the rest of that CNN report was that because of that, and this is so convoluted, because of that, Comey decided to not prosecute Hillary and not involve the Justice Department in the decision, but rather he made the decision himself, which, you know, implies that he's such a wuss that he's so worried about public criticism that he would actually make a law enforcement decision based on that. Here's a guy who stood up to the Bush White House over the surveillance program, threatened to resign. He knew when he decided to not prosecute Hillary and hold a press conference and then later reopen the investigation that he would be criticized mercilessly from all sides, which he has been. So to come up with this claim that he made this decision based on some fear of public criticism is just absurd, and it's just an example of what Donald Trump would call fake news. I mean, it's just dishonest reporting by the media. I was on the Washington Post way back during Watergate years, and I can tell you the editors, Ben Bradley, for example, would never put up with this kind of shoddy journalism. Another example is the Washington Post ran a story about Jared Kushner saying that he's a person of interest in an FBI investigation. Well, anybody who knows anything about the FBI knows that the FBI does not use that term at all except in violent crime cases or kidnapping cases. There's no such term. Later, subsequent stories backed off that and started saying he's a focus, and then they're looking at him, and, well, I don't think they're doing anything. They haven't talked to him. The fact is these back-channel conversations are very common. There's just tremendous irresponsibility by the press.
Why have the rules of journalism changed?
Well, I think part of it is this desire to get views on internet sites, so anything you put out there is going to get more views and more unique visitors per month, and that's how the outlets make their money. But beyond that, I don't know. You know, there's certainly more to it than that. There's certainly no pushback by the press against this irresponsibility, it's incredible. Another, the press ran a story about President Trump giving out one or two details about the effort to uncover the plot to put laptops on airliners with bombs, and was just totally denounced by the press. But meanwhile, after that story appeared, both NBC and ABC ran stories about it, disclosing far more details, not only to the Russians, but to the whole world. Nobody blinked when they did that.
Right.
A few years before that, AP ran a story revealing that the CIA had an asset who was also reporting on efforts to put bombs on airliners. Well, that was the end of that asset, and there was no legitimate journalistic reason to run that story. There was no abuse. There was no failure. It was just AP showing off for their own egos. And then when the Obama Justice Department started investigating to try to find the source of the leaks, instead of denouncing AP, the press ganged up on the Obama Justice Department for trying to find the leaks. And Eric Holder backed down and diminished the effort, the possibility that the Justice Department would find leaks in the future. So, you know, our lives are at stake in all these matters, and we're just victims of it all.
Right. It wasn't the president who gave up the fact that Israel was the source of the ISIS information. Do we have to wrap here? No? Let me just ask one more quick question. The CNN report, it says, to this day, Russia's trying to spread false information in the U.S., through elected officials, American intelligence, and law enforcement operatives. Do you believe that to be true, and does that color your perception of every one of these leaks?
I do. Was that just today?
That was in the same report on James Comey. It was the final paragraph.
Yeah.
They say that Russians are trying to influence our American intelligence officials.
Yeah, well, good for you. I think that should have been the lead in that story, because I think it is true. Absolutely, and that does account for a lot of this going on. It's part of a program that the Russians have always pursued, to influence foreign countries, and certainly it's continue. You know, we saw that it happened during the campaign. Why would we think it would not continue now that Trump is president,
Ron,
in order to undermine him?
Ronald Kessler, thank you very much. You can find his book on Amazon, The First Family Detail. Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.